2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening to the program. Hey, and if you miss any of it, you can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Do we sound different in the podcast, or is it kind of like similar?
No.
Same stuff?
You can slow it down, though. You've ever done the thing where you slow down the podcast? Great point.
Well, that's how I sound normally.
But I do the thing
where I listen.
So if
you slowed it down and I talk slow.
Speed it up.
I probably wasn't even talking.
I listen to podcasts at 1.5 speed. Yeah, because I got things to do.
You got things to do.
Yes. So it's the best way to do it. Can't listen at times 2 speed. That's way too fast for me.
See, I listen to the podcast with the subtitles on.
Jeez. boy. This is a guy I work with every day. Hey, guess what? We've got to get into some stuff here when it comes to BYU and the Big 12. One of the things that happened today is BYU dropped their schedule for this year for basketball, and I thought, oh, this is good. Mark Pope has been busting his tail, recruiting, getting out there. Last week when we were at the Marriott Center for one of our remotes, I was looking at the basketball annex, and I was like, man, this place is beautiful. BYU has a almost 20,000 seat stadium arena with the Marriott Center there, a beautiful basketball annex that rivals any other place in the country in terms of like nice facilities. And I thought that's a great fit to this new Big 12 addition. But the more important thing is that everything changes now with an invite to the Big 12. We talked about how Kalani Sitake and BYU football, that'll be a fun move for them to be able to play a bunch of teams from Texas, get some of those old rivalries back like TCU, and to be able to go, hey, this is big-time football. But in the Big 12, big-time basketball, the success in the Big 12, it really is about basketball. When you think about the current national champion, Baylor, when you think about the classic program that is the Kansas Jayhawks, Texas Tech was in the Final Four a couple of years ago. This has been so much of an improvement for BYU when it comes to this. And a guy like Mark Pope, Scott, I know this for a fact, as soon as he got signed to replace Dave Rose as the basketball coach, they were already going, how can we keep this guy around? Because you can't keep a guy like Mark Pope around if he's super successful, even if you do have the draw of him being an active LDS church member, even if you have all these things where he loves BYU, he likes being there. The guy didn't go to BYU for school, right? He went to Washington and Kentucky. He won a national championship in Kentucky. So you're waiting. If he has all this success, which he's already had, then you're on a timer. Okay, when does he leave the WCC and go to a big program? And you start to think about big programs, the Big 12 comes up, the Big 10 comes up, the ACC comes up, the SEC comes up, actually probably in that order, right? Because the ACC dominates basketball, the Big 12 dominates basketball, so does the Big 10, and the SEC is not as strong as those other conferences. But now you can actually have Mark Pope as a long-term situation. Or am I wrong here? Is this one of those things where he goes, yeah, I will stay at BYU longer now if I know that I can play Kansas once a year at the Marriott Center?
I think one of the most fascinating things with BYU entering the Big 12 is how much does it really change recruiting? And everyone says, well, you know, at Utah, and it did. When they entered it, a Power 5 conference, recruiting changed. You could get better athletes. Now, did it help him in basketball? It hasn't. It really hasn't. And,
right.
And the Pac-12 isn't necessarily known as this great basketball league. I mean, traditionally, you know, UCLA. And
Larry Krzyzkowiak struggled.
He really did. And a lot of people really liked him and thought he was kind of the answer. But it hadn't equated to a great success in and Utah's basketball program has some history to it. It's not chump change. But I think if you get a guy like Mark Pope, who we like and you've had on the show, and he's a charismatic guy, I think if anyone can sell BYU to some of these top tier athletes, it's Mark Pope. And I think a lot of it is because of his life experience.
But I
think it helps him that he didn't go to BYU, and I think it helps him that he understands middle America. He understands, you know, Kentucky and some of the places where basketball's played and where they're going to recruit players. And there's really a world to recruit players right now.
Well, and that's what I was going to say was some of the difficulties of recruiting guys to BYU, those are going to still exist inside the Big 12. And so, but Mark Pope has been able to mitigate some of that with the experience of, they have kind of a formula too, where they'll get guys to come in from the transfer portal and go, look, I just need one fantastic year out of you, right? But it's getting to be more than that. They're getting guys to commit for long term to BYU who aren't traditionally, you know, I mean, they're not the guys that, hey, I'm back from my mission and I'm now here to play basketball. These are guys who probably would never have picked BYU, but now Mark Pope has put BYU on the map when it comes to recruiting.
You don't need 10 or 12 guys. You just need one or two, really talented guys that can make a huge difference on your team. And so it's very doable. It's very doable for BYU basketball to really up its game and get into a different class of basketball. I still think, though, that the world stage, and especially with BYU and its reach around the world, and that there wouldn't be opportunities to find talent that would definitely come to BYU. And I'm not saying – I don't think that people won't come to BYU. I think BYU actually has a very good story to tell, period. And I think if you're a parent and you want your student-athlete to have an amazing experience and to really be pushed in all areas of their life, you know, BYU is a good place to go. It really is. And some people go, well, you know, we want a more liberal or open college experience, then BYU is probably not the best place to go. But I think a lot of parents would feel secure in knowing that their kid went to a very, very good school.
I will tell you, though,
I think it's easier for them in basketball than I think in football.
I really do. I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. But I'll also say that the off the bat, the ones that are going to have success are the other Olympic sports. The big ones are going to have to take a back seat for a little bit because BYU in women's volleyball is going to be like right off the bat probably one of those favorites in a really, really strong conference because they're always very good. There are going to be some other sports that win Big 12 championships way before I think basketball and football do.
If you look at basketball right now in the West Coast, you go Gonzaga, right? But if you look at football in the Big 12, you take Texas and Oklahoma out of the equation.
It's a very different conference.
Who's there?
No.
What I'm saying is BYU has a shot to compete for a championship in the Big 12.
Are you one of those guys that believes that it was there's now only P4? It's a P4 conference?
I don't care about this.
Okay. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. Got more to go. We got our MVPs around the corner. We haven't done MVPs in a minute, so let's do it when we come back. I've got a great one. Scott's still working on his in the break here, so let's take the break.
I'm not working.
Okay, sorry.
It's my rest time right now.
All right, we'll come back. More to go here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.